The Apostle Paul wrote to the Colossians, encouraging them to grow not just older, but wiser in Christ. Paul commends their faith and their love. He prays for their spiritual growth and warns them about false teaching. He highlights that true wisdom and knowledge are found in Christ alone. Join us as we explore how to walk in Christ, be rooted in faith, and abound in thanksgiving. Here's Stephen Davey with a lesson called Older and Wiser.
Some time ago, somebody sent me a list of things they called the benefits of getting older. I don't know why he sent them to me unless he figured I was getting older and needed a little encouragement. Well, one of the benefits in this list is that you no longer see speed limit signs and consider them a personal challenge. Well, that's proof I'm evidently staying young because that hadn't happened to me yet. Another benefit in this list is that if people call you at 9 o'clock at night, well, they're going to apologize and ask, did I wake you? Well, here's one more benefit to getting older. Your secrets are safe with your friends because they can't remember them either. Well, let me tell you, it's one thing to grow older. It's another thing to grow wiser. Well, that's the Apostle Paul's desire as he writes this letter to the believers living in the market town of Colossae, located near the southern bank of the Lycus River in modern-day Turkey. Colossae was famous for its unique dyed wool called Colossinus, which gave this city its name, Colossae. A wealthy businessman by the name of Philemon was a leader in this local church, and the pastor, more than likely the church planter, was a friend of Paul's by the name of Epaphras. Now, based on a report he's received from Epaphras, Paul is led by the Holy Spirit to write a letter to encourage this church to grow in godly wisdom. And the first thing Paul does is establish his credentials as an apostle, but not because he deserved, you know, some kind of special attention or because he wanted to impress them with his qualifications. Rather, Paul is simply writing it this way. He says in verse 1, I am an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God. Now, that's a nice way of saying you need to listen to my counsel. It happens to be wisdom, inspired wisdom from God. Now, did Paul's apostolic office make his life easier? Is Paul demanding special treatment? Not at all. In fact, Paul makes it clear that his ministry has brought him suffering and difficulty. In fact, he writes here in verse 24, near the end of the chapter, I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I am filling up what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, that is, the church. Now, don't misunderstand here. Paul is not suggesting that the Lord's suffering was insufficient for us. In fact, the Greek word Paul uses here for sufferings is never used to refer to Christ's sufferings on the cross. The word he uses is a word that refers to suffering that Paul is experiencing like Jesus did during his ministry. So Paul is simply saying that his suffering is a lot like the Lord's in that he's experiencing rejection, he's experienced life-threatening challenges. Remember, beloved, Jesus told his disciples in John 15:20, if they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. And that's true. But keep this in mind. When people persecute you today, they are actually persecuting Jesus because ultimately you represent Jesus. Maybe you're experiencing that today. Well, now here in verse 25, Paul speaks of his ministry as a stewardship from God to make God's message fully known. This message, he says here in verse 26, is a mystery hidden for ages and generations, but now revealed to his saints. By the way, what is this long hidden mystery? Well, back in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 6, Paul described it as the union of Gentiles and Jews into one body, the church. And here in Colossians 1 verse 27, Paul describes the mystery as, quote, Christ in you, the hope of glory. So here's the mystery. Christ lives in every believer. Jewish and Gentile Christians alike are now united in the body of Christ. And together, we're looking forward to sharing in the glory of Christ that will come and last forever. Now with that, Paul warns this little church that they need to continue growing wiser in spiritual maturity. He doesn't just want them to grow older in Christ. He wants them to grow up in Christ. And now as we arrive here in chapter 2, the first 7 verses give us Paul's ministry objective for these believers, in fact, for Christians of all ages to this very day. Some of you know what it's like when your adult children are out of the house and they're facing their own challenges and difficulties in life. You never stop being a parent, do you? Well, no matter how old they are, there are times you wish you could be there to help them or step in to direct them through all the details. But you know, it's not possible anymore. And frankly, it's not advisable either. But you certainly remain concerned about them, and you pray for them. And frankly, they're on your heart and mind every single day. Well, I got to tell you, Paul sounds a lot like a parent here to these spiritual children. He writes in chapter 2 and verse 1, "I want you to know how great a struggle I have for you and for those at Laodicea and for all who have not seen me face to face." Now, you might notice Paul refers to Laodicea. It was located just 10 miles west of Colossae, along with the believers who lived in that area. He knows they're all dealing with the same false teaching that's sweeping through this region. It's a heretical teaching Paul is going to eventually address in this letter. Well, now, Paul's ministry objective for all of them is found here in verses 2 and 3, that their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love, to reach all the riches of full assurance of understanding and the knowledge of God's mystery, which is Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. So Paul wants them to grow in their assurance, their knowledge, their wisdom. He wants them to strengthen their unity and love for each other. He wants them to develop a theological depth, understanding of Christ, in whom Paul writes here in verse 3, are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Knowledge, by the way, beloved, is learning the truth. Wisdom is living out the truth, and both are important. So Paul's objective, again, is that they grow older and live more wisely. And why is it so important that the Colossians, and frankly, you and me, grow older and wiser? Well, Paul answers that question here now in verse 4. "I say this in order that no one may delude you with plausible arguments." In other words, Paul doesn't want them to be deceived. Let me tell you, beloved, false teachers aren't always obvious, are they? They don't immediately sound wrong or ignorant. Often their arguments, Paul admits here, are plausible. That is, on the surface, they seem to make sense. So you're going to need to grow in the wisdom of the Word so that you can spot things that are biblically wrong. I remember years ago when my children were young and we'd be watching something on television. Well, whenever a commercial came on, I would tell them, "Okay, kids, I want you to spot the lie in this commercial." In other words, I wanted them to tell me what that commercial was suggesting or implying that was not true. And after the commercial, well, they would tell me, "Daddy, they tried to tell us that if we bought that product, we'd be happy or we'd be successful or we'd be popular." Well, those are lies. Let me tell you, beloved, we need to be able to spot the lies all around us today. See, Paul is concerned here because he can't be present with them. He says in verse 5, "For though I am absent in body, yet I am with you in spirit." That's another way of saying you have my faithful prayer support as you continue growing up in Christ. And what is growing up in wisdom in Christ going to look like? Well, Paul describes it here this way in verses 6 and 7. "As you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving." When Paul writes here that we're to walk in him, that's the same thing as saying walk with him. And that's the answer to many of the questions and struggles you're going to face today. Growing older in Christ, growing wiser in Christ, is really nothing more than learning to walk with Christ. So invite him along the journey as you walk through today. Let's walk with him as we face our challenges today. Well, until next time, beloved, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
That was Stephen Davey, the president of Wisdom International, and this is the Wisdom Journey. As you go about the rest of this day, I hope you'll pursue the principles Stephen shared. Grow in your knowledge of God. Be rooted in faith and walk with Christ today. One of Stephen's passions is training and equipping men and women to serve God. That's why he founded and continues to serve as the president of Shepherd's Theological Seminary. Graduates of Shepherd's Seminary are serving God in their churches and communities all over the world. Many men have earned their degrees from the school and have gone out to plant churches. Many others are serving as pastors in existing churches. If you or someone you know is interested in graduate-level theological training, I encourage you to consider STS. The school offers a 100% paid scholarship for qualified men who want to become a pastor. If you're willing to study in person here in Cary, North Carolina, if you're willing to be a full-time student and complete the program in 3 years, and if your plan is to become a pastor, this might be for you. For information, visit wisdomonline.org/STS. We also have many people who just take a class or two. They want to have a better understanding of the Bible and theology. Even if God has not called you to serve Him full-time in Christian ministry, the classes STS offers will help you. You don't have to leave your current job or relocate. All of the courses that are offered have an online option as well. You can join in with a class of students from wherever you are. If you want to study in person, there are classes offered here in Cary, North Carolina, in Laramie, Wyoming, and in Bryan, Texas. Our nation and the world need people who are equipped to interpret and teach God's Word faithfully. Stephen and the faculty of STS want to invest in you. Go to wisdomonline.org/STS for information. Join us next time to continue along this wisdom journey through the Bible.